The world beats.
These are the sounds that keep it spinning.
The continuing story of today's global music.
Welcome to World Beat Canada.
BJ O'Rourke says a hat should be taken off when you greet a lady and left off for the rest of your life. Nothing looks more stupid than a hat. Balderdash, I say. By the way, I'm bald, so not only does a hat keep the sun's rays from frying my brain, I see a chapeau as the finishing touch to top off a dashing ensemble. Cetaceans are shiny bald as well, and they're on my side. Yes, after a 37-year decline in the trend, resident orcas of the Pacific Northwest are once again proudly donning their celebratory dead salmon hats. No joke. And it's a good sign, say experts. Let's go back to the 80s when jeans were flared, polyester was king, and marine biologists first noticed killer whales balancing dead salmons on their heads. Today, a new generation of orcas are oh so demure, trying their own deceased coho or chum on for size. Your reaction is probably to ask, what the hell and why? Honestly, your guess is as good as mine, says orca expert Deborah Giles. The creatures are social and playful. It could also be an elaborate form of play, like a balancing act, showing skill and dexterity, or it could be like a crown, indicating status within the pod. The fact that salmon hats are back in style could be a sign of an increase in salmon stock, or lack thereof. It could be like a paper hat welcoming you to McDonald's. Humanity is seriously just throwing spitballs here. We don't speak orca, so we just don't know. I'm guessing that for killer whales, as for bald guys, the right hat or the right dead salmon depends on the shape of your head, brim size, color, and fabric. And you have to wear it properly, not pushed back so your forehead looks huge or so it covers your blowhole. It should be rakish and cocked at a slight angle. That's the mark of a well-dressed whale with killer looks. I'm Cal Coat. You're looking sharp. So let's head for the dance hall. Lots of new music this hour, starting with a club remix from Fabi Hernandez and Matteo Rue, Colombian DJ producers who fuse Latin rhythms with the essence of house. Here's Deseo, Desire, from World Beat Canada Radio. The Colombian trio of tastemakers Balthus and Year of the Snake. That's one for 2025. Apparently, people born in the Year of the Snake are creative, wise, and have intuition. And, of course, they can speak Parseltongue. That is from a brand new EP called Dream Break. Before that, Fabi Hernandez and Mathieu Roux with Deseo. This is Psychotropical Orchestra, new music from Montreal. It's Mal d'Amour from La Travessia. a real energized show full of Latin rhythms and alternative rock. Psychotropical Orchestra from La Travesia and Mal d'Amour. This is World Beat Canada Radio, keeping time with the beat of the world. I'm Cal Code. Music charts this week, something we haven't seen in a long time, a concept album. It's called Seasons of the Road from Alcera and the Nubatones, and we heard Fael Fai Aldawam. And before that, another new find, Kazdura, who are Lebanese-Syrian refugees from Montreal, and they've put out a new album called Goyim, and it's a kind of a trip with no planned destination. A stroll or a drive, because one feels like it. How many times have you done that? Here is your touch of the familiar. Should be familiar. I love the meme that's come out with Robert Plant, who's got a car in the hoist and he's telling a dejected owner that you need coolant. Baby, I ain't fooling. It's a whole lot of love. Your touch of the familiar from Alpha Blondie from Cote d'Ivoire and the album Human Race. On World Beat Canada Radio.
I'm gonna give you my love.